This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. One of our posher listeners has been bobbed. Chris has a heart-to-heart with my mum. And it's the triumphant return of the Who game. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. It's Scott here. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I've got Be Young and Jumanji coming up and also the new vaccines nightclub, so I couldn't be happier.
It was lovely seeing your mother yesterday as well.
Oh, yeah, you saw Sandra, didn't you?
Do you know, it's so nice catching up with her.
Yeah. She really, she looks at you as like one of the sons that she never had. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she'd never had me. So
no, she didn't.
She's right on that.
Just to clear that up. But she really does. She's like, how are you keeping?
She was giving me all sorts of advice last night.
Like what?
No, it was just great. You're just having a great, deep and meaningful with your mother there. It was awesome. And
obviously, I had to go and take an important call, which lasted a while.
Yeah.
So you were just there with Sandra,
It's wicked. And how's she doing today? Have you locked her in the house again today? What's happened?
I almost locked her in, actually, again, because there was that time a while back where I double-locked the door and set the alarm because I forgot she was there. And then, obviously, the alarm's collected to the police. Mm. Police come over. She has to get on her hands and knees and be like, I'm not a burglar, I'm his mother.
Out of the letterbox.
Yeah. But now she actually has the separate key, so it's all good. I won't make that mistake again. I'm glad you had a nice catch-up with her.
Yeah,
that's been a while, actually. Exciting news. The Who game is back at 3:10. Do you know, we've not played this since, November last year. So first one for 2018. Think of something a bit retro, a bit throwback, and give it a at 3:10.
Scott Mills.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about being bobbed or being a bobber. It's the new ghosting. So rather than just completely blank you, what these people do is they come into your life, bob back down, bob back up and go, hey, stranger. That's normally the first words they say on the text or WhatsApp.
Yeah, and the last bit of the message is normally, I hope all is well with you.
Yeah, and then they'll bob down again, and then up and down, etc., etc. We've got someone that's been properly bobbed coming up.
Scott Mills.
Emily from Bromsgrove, good afternoon. She says, my friend and I called bobbing breadcrumbing. As guys just leave little breadcrumbs of random text just in case they fancy popping back up.
Okay, so then you go back and you have a little nibble and then it just vanishes and
exactly.
Then you might find another breadcrumb if you're lucky, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Doing a lot of stuff about dating at the moment, aren't we, which I like. Last week, Sophie, who works on our show, sadly got ghosted. We've been doing this ghosting feature, Ghostbusters, for a while now, but last week it arrived at our own home, at our own front door. But, and this is what I love about Sophie, she got straight back on the horse and the apps. And then there's a new man at the weekend, Sophie.
A little
updaters.
Bit.
Yeah, well. People were loving this last week, and they felt your anger, but things have taken a turn for the good.
Guys, it's happened.
What?
I've been kissed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've been kissed. Is the weirdest way to put it. I think I've ever. Guys, good news. Change has happened.
Yeah,
I've been kissed.
Admittedly, it was at 4 a.m. in a stairwell, but you have been kissed.
And it was mutual.
It was a mutual thing, yeah. It wasn't just me on him. Is that a thing?
That's great.
And then, what's happening tonight?
So tonight I'm going for just the casual drink.
With him?
With him, okay. Said chap.
And what did you buy yesterday?
Yesterday, Lil Prep might have bought my very first push-up bra.
Push-up bra.
Okay, fine.
What happened?
So went into the shop, department store yesterday, just having a little browse. Fancied a saucy black number.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Mm-hmm. Shopkeeper needed to assist me a little bit because it's one of those ones that I've never had before, which opens from the front, okay?
Right.
So you put it on your back. And it opens and closes from the front.
Right.
But needed a little help, basically. It was a bit tricky to get on, so just needed a little assistance.
Yep.
And then, bam, I was in.
Congratulations with that, Sophie. So tonight is the drink.
Tonight's the drink. I'm wearing said bra now.
Yeah,
okay, well, thanks
already.
For telling us.
What do you think?
I can't really tell.
Oh.
But yeah, I bet better than
what
looks
do
good.
You think?
What do you think?
This has all gone very well.
And you've been doing, what I like about it as well, for every single day, you will do some maintenance. What have you been doing?
Shaved my legs this morning. They're
perfect.
Silky smooth.
See?
Yeah, and I had a little something else yesterday as well.
Good.
Excellent. So we're ready to go.
Match
round
fit
two.
And ready for tonight. Good luck, love.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We've got Noah on the line. Hey, Noah, how can we help?
Well, I heard you guys talking about bobbing yesterday.
We were talking about bobbing yesterday, and that is the new ghosting, where somebody comes into your life, then they disappear, then they bob back up again, and they're like, hey, stranger.
Hey, stranger, it's been a while. Yeah. That sort of thing.
Then they bob back down, you don't hear from them for a while, bob up. Down, up, down, up, down. We've all been bobbed, and a lot of us have been bobbers. I think I have done it.
Did you say you've been bobbed or that you're a bobber?
I have been bobbed, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
What's happened? Why?
Basically, I was back in September, I met this guy on a very well-known dating app, and we were dating, as you do, and it seemed to be going really well. He was giving me like lots of really nice, really good positive vibes. I guess the worst part of the story is that he does a job where he sort of requires a dog.
Okay, what kind of job requires a dog?
So he's a gamekeeper.
Sure he is.
What's a gamekeeper? Talk to me.
It's a person that looks after pheasants. You manage a shoot for people to go shooting on. So you need a dog for that.
Oh, this is like the poshest thing ever. No.
Has Molly King started early?
what's the use for the dog? Am I missing something here? Or is it just for show?
Well, there's lots of birds. Like, I can't remember how many birds he managed, but you can manage sort of 20,000.
Oh.
So,
how do you manage 20,000 sort of anything?
Hot job.
Yeah. Posh so he job. Needed a dog, and he didn't have one at the time. And my mum's dog had just had puppies. So I was like, my mum's dog's just had puppies. And me being the really nice, kind person that I am, I said, well, I want to give her to you. Because, I mean, this was about a month and a half in, and it had been going really well. And I thought, you know, this could actually be something.
Right. So how many dates?
Three.
Three dates. And you were prepared to give him your puppies?
Yeah.
The way you said that you were going out would suggest that even you think that he probably thought that you weren't going out. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, in hindsight, maybe I was a bit, wanted it to be more than what it was. I don't know. But, like, I mean, he worked sort of 14, 16-hour days at the time, like 7 days in a row. So kudos, he was tired.
Kudos.
Yeah. So anyway, I bought the dog off my mum and I gave her to him. And then a few weeks later, he just stops talking to me.
What? But he's got a dog?
Yeah.
It's three dates, he's got a puppy. And then you get ghosted.
Yeah. And I messaged him, you know, and I thought, oh, maybe he's busy. Maybe his phone's broken. You know, all those sort of girly things that go through your mind. And then just, no, I could. He was one of those people that would leave his red message on iPhone. So I could see that he'd read my messages and just wasn't replying.
Right. And have you heard from him again?
Yeah. So yesterday, literally, as I was listening to your show, he messaged me and he was like, hey, I don't really know how to say this. You probably don't really want to hear from me, but I just wondered if you wanted to come and see the puppy.
What?
And I was like, no.
No. And you did it like an angry puppy. No.
I sent him quite a sassy message back, actually.
What did you say?
I said, I would absolutely love to see the puppy again, but I don't particularly want to see you, so I'll have to pass this time.
Oh, kudos. Good message.
Well, how did he reply to that?
He just said, okay, that's fine.
All right.
And now he's bobbed back down below.
Yep, and he'll probably bob back up again.
Yeah.
One day.
He once popped up to say hello, and now he's bobbed back down below.
Do you feel that you want to take the dog back?
Well, see, this is a general consensus among all my friends. They were like, right, you have to get the dog back. You know,
it'd be good to know what the dog wants, really. Do we have a dog whisperer on the show?
We can get one.
Is there anyone that we know that can speak to dogs?
I actually did used to know one.
Did you?
Yeah, I think we had him on a show a long time ago.
Yesterday you told me you know some clairvoyants called the Something Sisters.
The psychic sisters.
The psychic sisters. And we're now trying to get them on.
Yeah.
A dog whisperer would be good in this situation just to find out what the dog thinks about it all. Because I assume the dog's happy with him.
Yeah. It's all about what she wants.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to look into Dog Whisperer, okay?
Okay.
Might be one listening right now.
So yeah, if you can understand the language of canines, get in touch on 81199, thank you. Or email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Definitely need to get the Psychic Sisters on as well, with people that are going on new dates.
Yes.
And you can see how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
Should we do that?
It's like a pre-ghosting. Don't get ghosted. We'll find out before if you're likely to get ghosted. Yeah. It's a pre-service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, leave the Dog Whisperer with me, okay? It's on my to-do list.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
So, some exciting new changes here at Radio 1. The weekend is now 3 days long. How good is that? We can just change the weekend.
I know, it's...
And now Friday, you're the weekend.
Friday is on.
So, a whole new load of shows for you. And a lot of reaction coming in, like, from all over, like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Everyone's talking about it. See, there's a little Twitter moment there.
Oh, is
and,
it?
Yeah, and also, like, it's good when people, like, voice their opinions of Radio 1, I think. Because it just keeps us in touch with what you want and what you like and what you don't like. Like this one from Lee in London. Interesting. Personally, I don't like Scott Mills' presentation. His voice always sounds strained, like he's having a troublesome time on the loo.
I know what he means.
Wait to hear my chart voice!
Scott Mills.
Can I win again today on Bangers? Well, you don't need to answer. I mean, I could do, I might not.
Well, no, like today... The thing is,
rhetorical question,
Scott. I've got a complete change of tack today, right? So my banger is not what I would say a conventional banger, which might worry some people. But it could win. It's different enough. It could win.
Have you chosen a novelty song? Oh,
it's not novelty. Some people might think it's novelty, but it's not. It's a classic.
Also, why aren't there novelty songs anymore?
What do you mean, novelty ones?
Yeah, but you know, remember, like, back in the day, you'd get, like, I don't know, like, the ketchup song, novelty.
True.
They don't happen now. They just don't even make any impact on the charts.
Or maybe they're just not allowed to. Maybe they're out there. They're just not properly discovered.
Or no one cares about them and we just don't know about them.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I've got a new fresh bank. I can't wait to get going on this. Something a bit throwback, something a bit retro, something a bit... Coming up, Me Against the Callers with Chris at 3:10. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Hey. Yes. Where are you, please?
I'm in Cheshire, near Chester.
Okay, and are you doing the beauty treatments today? You're a beauty therapist?
I was this morning, but I'm off out tonight, so I'm done for the day now.
Okay. Do you do... My nails are rubbish, right? Can boys have, like... Is it called shellac?
Yeah, of course.
Is that fine? Would that look good on me?
Yes. So what's that? Anything.
That's fake
like,
nails.
A bit like my teeth, where like there's spindles underneath, but they look banging. Like my nails, could you make them look like they look awful? Could you make them look good with fake ones? Falsies.
Yes.
Can you do the same with like falsy fingers? You know, like at Halloween where you get the witch's fingers and you put your fingers in there.
No,
if they made realistic looking ones of those, could you have new fingers?
No, you can get nails. You're going to get replacement fingers. Don't be ridiculous.
But you can at Halloween, except they're green.
Yeah, but that's not one of the things you offer.
Glow in the dark.
Banging nails, though. And glow in the dark. Very good point.
Yeah. Right, where are you going tonight?
I'm going to see Bastille.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait.
I bet that's Manchester Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, this is a good excuse to play your take on Bastille. Yeah.
Yes. So in the style of Bastille, I did a mashup with a Rhythm of the Night and Eiffel 65 Blue Dabba D.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds amazing.
But in the style of Bastille, because it's like their song.
Well, yeah. You know when Bastille mashed up two 90s songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
All you've got to do is put two songs from the 90s together.
And put on the voice, you know, the posh voice.
Just do a posh voice and it's like this.
Yes, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue is his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen.
Wait for the drop.
Yes!
Oh yeah, we set you free. That's it.
I don't know why, but I absolutely love that.
It is good.
That is amazing.
I love it.
And you'll be getting more of that at Bastille tonight.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Ask them to do Set Blue Free.
Set Blue Free.
Here's what I got for you on Bangers. Dakota Stereophonics.
Oh, Welsh. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, mine, ahead of the Who game today, mine is a bit of a Who, and it's a bit different, but let's go with it. We all love it, really. This is N-Dubs. Ouch. What a tune. What we shared was no ordinary. Come on, we could all have a wonderful moment. We need it today. This would be banging.
Do you have days where you miss Talisa? I do a bit.
Right?
Just occasional.
Sometimes we look back and laugh, but N-Dubs did have bangers. Like, this was one of them. I used to love this.
Oh, I miss the female boss. Arm.
Okay.
Right, so you don't sound impressed by either of those, got to be honest.
Oh, I am. Oh. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. It's
tell your voice.
Choose. Yeah, I'm trying to choose which one.
Tell your voice.
So rude, Scott.
So sass.
Tell your voice.
Oh, it's like, you know when people have a bitchy resting face? I've got that bitchy resting voice.
Right, it's all right. So have I.
I think I made a decision. Okay. I shall go for Scott.
Oh, even though I sassed you, amazing. Do you forget? That is an amazing track.
Huge.
Dakota Stereophonics on BBC Radio 1.
Yes. Big, big song, that.
Ouch for you not getting picked today, though.
Clever from you there. But so many people messaging in wanting to hear N-Dub, so I'm definitely going to put that one back in.
Is that their best song, though?
What, you prefer Papa Can You Hear Me? Or?
I do, actually.
Do you? That's, I find, a hard choice between those two.
What's the one that's like, my name's Shaniqua and what?
That's ouch. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, is it?
We could have had the line on today, guys.
Oh.
Annoying.
Oh, okay.
So even you want it.
Changed
now.
My mind.
Scott Mills.
It's been a long time, but please welcome back the Who game. We haven't played this year, you know.
No, I know. It almost became a Who in itself. No one wants to be a Who.
They don't.
Do they?
Especially not today.
No, especially not today.
The idea is a simple one. Just think of someone or something from in the past and then give it an almighty Who! Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? It's me and Chris against the whole of the UK who are ready and waiting with excellent Whos, or so they think, on the line. We carry on until the alarm goes off, which means no more. Okay, do you want to start?
I'd like to start, please.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Daisy Chains.
Ho! I'm going to go with...
play the full version of it, the one that goes, because then it goes into other verses. It's like, let me be the one. Like,
you
it's
run
epic.
To. It is good.
Maybe later.
I think Home and Away is still on. I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Home and Away.
Becca, line one, what have you got?
Viennetta ice cream.
Oh! Viennetta, yeah.
On YouTube, if you go on there, not that you should. But if you do go on there, it's well it's well satisfying watching Viennetta be produced en masse.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like one of those really satisfying videos. Oh. Don't look now, but look another time.
All right. It's just like when you put the knife in, the like initial crack of it. Oh, it's so satisfying, isn't it? Lush. What a treat. Line two, Matt, what have you got?
Wind down windows, who?
Who? I was in a taxi with them earlier, actually. What a treat. Kerry?
Mr. Blobby.
God, TV was rubbish in the 90s. Why was that funny?
Not funny.
Not funny, not to me.
Got number one in the chart, though.
I know, I did the charts. See. Leah, hello?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
All right. Go on, then.
MASH, the game that predicts your future.
No! I've never heard of it.
Because it's a who?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go for some audio for my next one, okay. Scott. You ready?
Yeah, go.
Here we go.
Pick up good yardage on the play. Defense is their defensive line and their interior.
Hello. Right, hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up? What's
Oh, these are great today. Right, we'll be back after this.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Stewie in Northumberland says, watching Viennetta being made to the soundtrack of Sandstorm by Darude is very satisfying on two counts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet that is good, actually, yeah. No, it's not a false. We're playing the Who game on Radio 1.
What's up?
Rubbish. Okay, let's start with the callers this time. Becca?
Smelly gel pens. Who?
Uh-oh. Matt?
Chuckle vision. To me, to who?
Good one. Yes.
Hello, Kerry.
Gel bands.
Who?
Who?
Who? Why don't they call something else, the gel bands? Like jelly bracelets.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. The bands that used to put on... Mm. Yes, I had a different name for them. Mm.
The bands.
Yes, there's something else, bands, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I can mouth read, yeah. Mouth read? Oh, lip read.
Leah.
Car door ashtrays.
Good one.
Also, why do they still have ashtrays on planes? Ho! Oh! That's still on. Why is there an ashtray there? I can't smoke.
I wonder why they need the no smoking signs on the plane as well, because it's not like there's a moment where you can smoke. Just no smoking altogether. You don't need a sign for it.
I don't need to be told. I'm aware that I'm not allowed to smoke.
So you don't need the sign as well.
Yeah, and you don't even really need to tell me not to do it in the toilet either, because I know.
I know.
Just, I know I'm going to get fined.
As a rule, no smoking.
Right. We've got one?
I got one. 1471. Ho!
Good one.
Thank you.
Noah and the Whale. Ho! In 5 years' time, no one's heard of you. Oh, there goes the alarm. Okay, let's go through these quick. Becca, go.
Darius Dinesh.
Who? Matt.
Tea leaves.
Who? I always wanted some of them.
Tea leaves?
Yeah. No, Heelys.
Oh, Heelys.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, these are tea leaves.
That's not good on a grown man, though, is it?
Heelys? No, you'd look sad.
Kerry.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Leah.
Tax discs.
Yes, they are.
I'd like to just throw in Summerfield Supermarket. And we're out of time. Woo! Oh. What an exhilarating game that was today. Wow. Thanks, everyone on the line, for playing today. Excellent game.
Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Literally can't believe how many people are absolutely loving What's Up.
What's Up?
It's the funniest phrase ever made. Keep it playing. It always makes me laugh. That's Kevin Devon.
What's Up?
Why is it so funny, though?
I can't do it.
You've lost it, mate.
Bring it back.
Finally lost
What's
it.
What's Up?
Look. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked this podcast, could I just take a few valuable moments of your time and give us a review? Thank you. Scott Mills.